Hey, what's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Agency Launch. This is a show where I tell you everything I've learned about running an insurance agency throughout a 17-year career. I will teach you stuff on staffing and sales and marketing systems and retention. I have an agency with 4,300 policies right now, and I only staff it with two people, and we grow every year. So I want to teach you my secrets on how I have been able to achieve that. So I tell you things that I've learned, and then I continue to learn. Okay, check it out. I started a texting community. It's not a group chat, okay? So I text out things every week, like tips and tricks and advice and resources and discounts to you. If you reply, it only comes directly to me. So you will have access to me. You can ask me questions. I sometimes will say, hey, what's on your mind? And you can shoot me a question. I send out video answers all the time. So I have a lot of fun in there, and I really enjoy connecting with you. So 208-213-8809. Get in my community. All right. So today I wanted to tell a story of an incident that happened in my agency and how I took an incident that happened that started off poorly and turned it around and made it something positive. So I have a client who had a problem with a tow claim, and it didn't go well, okay? My client has a 20-year-old son, and he got locked out of his vehicle, and he called, the tow number, and they sent someone out. It took a while for him to get out there. The guy that he sent out there didn't know how to get into the car. The 20-year-old actually used the tools to get into the car himself, but wound up getting in the car and starting, and then started to go to move on towards his destination. And honestly, like a few miles later, for some reason, the car conked out. This guy's having a bad day, right? So the car conked out, and he had to call for another tow. Well, it was the second tow claim where things started to really go even more south. The tow company that was talking to the father said that they could send somebody out, but the tow bill was going to be like $1,200. Now, this kid's only an hour from town, and they said that they needed... So initially, he was told that this tow was going to cost $1,200, which was ludicrous. So he called my agency, and Megan, my office, started coordinating. There were three-way calls, and a lot of stuff was happening, and we were trying to make it right. They wound up saying that, my client was still going to end up having to pay $288 on top of the $150 that the towing covered, and it took him another 2 hours to get out there. This was a three-hour event, and it was a mess for this poor kid who's on the side of an interstate. Obviously, no one got hurt, but it was a bad experience. Okay, and so I was actually out of town when this happened, and when I came back, I had learned of it, and so I called him immediately, and I was like, "Hey, man, I heard we had some problems with the tow." And actually, one of the ways I learned about it was that he actually wrote a bad review for me on my agency page, which is something that we always want to respond to. Now, to be clear, I use a product for reviews, and if anything is less than a 5-star review, it won't hit Google. It actually triggers an email to me, and it says, "Hey, you had a bad experience. Here's the review that was written. You might want to reach out to them." I don't know how these companies get away with that, but it's a great protection on your Google review page for sure, because it just did not hit my formal Google My Business page, which is great. So we were able to, you can intercept bad reviews so they don't hit it, and then you can do what you want with it. In this case, I obviously reached out to my client and I said, "Hey man, can you walk me through what happened?" And he only had a few minutes and he walked me through it. And I was like, "Man, I'm really sorry. I am going to do what I can to make sure that we get this entire bill paid." And he said, "Man, it's not necessarily about the money." He's like, "It was the experience." I said, "I totally understand." I said, "Look, once every 4 or 5 years, we have an incident like this where a towing claim goes bad. And it happens. I go, nothing's more frustrating for me when my clients are getting a poor experience that's out of my hands. I said, we are at the mercy of these contractors. We're in this, he was out of town in the middle of nowhere. You know, there's only X amount of tow companies that we have access to. We have contracts with tow companies all over the country. And like, you got to call, you know, Billy Bob's Towing and send him out there, and you're at the mercy of this guy. And so trying to take a little bit of the heat off of my agency, because we reacted really well. You know, we jumped in right away to try and help out. In an incident like this, it's important that your client has the ability to vent to you. He's very level-headed. You know, he wasn't yelling or anything like that. He was explaining to me. And, you know, we have to take that and kind of just hold on to it. It's easy to get defensive and be like, hey, man, you wrote me a bad review. That wasn't anything that I did. Our agency didn't do anything wrong. I don't necessarily agree with the review of my agency, because I think my agency responded very professionally and we did what we needed to do to try and help him out. I would have been fine if he gave the review to my company, you know, the company that I sell insurance to. I think that's who needed the bad review. And I didn't even breach it with him. I didn't want to go down that road. But, you know, it's fair. The review, I think, should have gone to my company that I offer insurance through, not necessarily my agency, but that's kind of neither here nor there. So, but think about that. Anytime you want to give a review to somebody, maybe don't give it to the, the company that's servicing the product, unless they're the ones that dropped the ball. So just be mindful of that. Okay, so I said, look, I'm really sorry that this happened. I'm really upset as well. I'm going to do what I can to fix it. It's important that they feel heard and that you empathize with them and that, you know, you kind of eat it and, you know, do what you can to make it right. And I said, look, I'm going to put this in front of the people that need to hear about it. We're going to try and use this experience to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And that's what I did. So I took it up the chain and I ran it in front of the people that needed to hear the story. But that's not the end of it. What I decided to do there was I reached back out to him by text. I said, hey, man, again, I'm really sorry that this happened. I feel terrible. I feel bad that this happened to your son, who's a client of mine who I didn't meet. You know, we want to do our best to earn the next generation of clients, right? We're going to be in business for a long time. And I'm starting to get clients who are sons and daughters, you know, of the parents that I insured. And this is, you know, we want to, how many of you bought insurance from your parents' insurance company? It's totally, it's a natural occurrence, right? So we want to keep them. So what I did was I said, hey man, can you tell me some of the things? I want to apologize to your son and, you know, I want to send him something. What are some of his interests? And he was like, dude, you're awesome. And he sent back, he's like, my son likes to rock climb. My son likes music and he likes to work with his hands. And he, you know, he makes things out of wood and stuff like that. I was like, all right. So I did some research and I found, you know, a book, a nice book on Amazon that was like, you know, the 100 best places to rock climb in the U.S. Because I was like, does he do indoor rock climbing or does he do outdoor rock climbing? And he's like, he does a little bit of both. So I found a nice book and I sent it to my client. I was like, do you think your son would like this? He's like, dude, that would be awesome. Thank you. So I sent the son a BombBomb video. I was like, hey, man, I'm Matt. I'm your agent. I'm really sorry about what happened. I kind of explained what we were going to do and told him I felt bad that he had that experience and I wanted to make it right. So I said, you know, keep your eye on your mailbox in the next day or two and I'm going to send something your way just as an I'm sorry. And then from there, my client was blown away by that. And he was like, hey, do you do E&O or general liability insurance? And I was like, I do. So I'm going to look at maybe actually writing more insurance on this because of that level of service and care. Because we do care, you know, we do want to make sure they have a bad experience. We do not live in a perfect world and things do happen that are bad once in a while. But if we own them, if we listen to them, if we do what we can to make it right, you will keep your clients. And, you know, in this case, we might have an opportunity to even write a little bit more business. And that was not my plan. I didn't know he needed any more insurance. I just wanted to make sure that he felt listened to and That he's with an agency that's going to have his back if something like this happens, and that's something that we have to do. So I just wanted to share that experience with you so that if you're ever, you know, involved in a situation where a client's upset, to really try your best to de-escalate it. You know, don't take it personally. I wasn't involved in any of this, you know, but it's my company and my agency that's kind of at the forefront of it. And we have to do our best to listen, to be empathetic, and, you know, to let them know that we're sorry and we're going to do what we can to make it right and make them feel heard and listened to. And that's, you know, that's what we should be doing. So I just wanted to share that with you. My name is Matt. This is Agency Launch. You can find me all over the place. Please go to agencylaunch.net. If you're learning anything from me and you want to support me, check out agencylaunch.net and see if there's anything in there that can help you. It's my full-blown training on how to build an agency like mine. It's unlike any training that's out there, and check it out. Also, do me a favor, send me a text, 208-213-8809, and hop in my texting community and let's connect there. And find me on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram at Dietz Agency. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.